You're listening to The Humans We Are with Carola, episode number 52. Hello, my dear friend. I hope you're having a great day so far, no matter where you are, no matter when you're listening to this. If it's on the day it's released or in the future, no matter what, I wish you an amazing day. I am coming with a shorter episode today, and I heard this mindset reframe from someone else, and they had heard from someone else. So I don't know who the original author of this is. So if you know, by all means, let me know. But I resonated deeply with this message, and I'm sure it will resonate with many of my listeners, so I wanted to share it here on the podcast. And this will make sense if you have ever been in nature. For example, maybe you are watching a sunset or a sunrise and you find it breathtakingly beautiful. Or maybe you are in the forest or on a flower field or by the river, or you happen to catch a sight of a particularly beautiful butterfly or a colorful bird. Maybe the birds are doing cute things or just displaying their colors for your enjoyment. You could be on vacation in a faraway exotic place or somewhere you've always wanted to visit and finally went there and it's all you expected and beyond. Or it could be right in your own backyard or in a familiar place where you frequently visit in your day-to-day life. It could be even a moment with family or friends where you feel so happy and everything and everyone around you is so beautiful. And you want to capture the moment. You wish you could bottle it up and keep with you forever. So what do we normally do in those situations? We try to capture a picture or a short video of it, right? We want to have that snippet of that moment of great beauty and awe and love so we can revisit it and also so we can share it with others. Then we sadly realize that the photo that we took or the video that we captured doesn't really convey the amazingness of the experience. Or even worse, you look at that photo or that picture where you are on it and you don't like what you see. If you show the photo or the video to someone else, they seem underwhelmed. And we may feel underwhelmed too, if we are being honest. It's like, it's not the same to having been in that moment and in that situation and having felt how you felt, then when you try to capture it and show it to someone else, to show it to them, it's just not the same. So there are two insights that I wanted to share with you about this phenomenon. Number one is, so I want you to imagine a situation where you woke up in really good spirits and you felt really good about yourself. Maybe you are going out with friends and you dolled up and you feel really cute, or you have a great hair day, or one of those days when your skin just glows and you feel great in your body. And I know for me, those days were not plentiful, but I recognize that many times I felt mostly good about myself and how I look, and that has made me feel real confident. And then maybe you take a selfie or someone else takes a picture with you, and then you look at that picture and you don't like how you look. You don't like what you see. So this is insight number one. You are the sunset that I was talking about before. You are beautiful and amazing. And just because the picture doesn't do you justice, it doesn't mean that you aren't. You wouldn't say about the sunset or the river or the birds that you found so beautiful in the original example, you wouldn't say, I guess the sunset wasn't as pretty as I thought. Judging by this picture, maybe the birds weren't as beautiful. I must have been mistaken. No, you would say, I swear it was the most beautiful sunset I've ever seen. And this picture is wrong. It's limited. It can't capture all that I experienced when I was in the moment. And the same applies to you. You are beautiful, and don't let any snippet tell you the opposite. And insight number two, and I think we all do this so much lately, there's such an awareness of wanting to capture everything on camera. We pull our phones out to capture beautiful moments, weird things, funny things, almost everything we want to capture with our little cameras in our phones. And I guess at the subconscious level, maybe we do that in the hopes that we will be able to hold on to those moments forever, or maybe we will be able to feel them later. But it doesn't really work that way. So you may know that I have two dogs and two cats, and I am blessed to work from home. I have multiple moments every day where I can die of cuteness when I see them interact with each other or look at me or try to call my attention or quote-unquote talk to me, or when I see them sleeping or just being their funny, cute, weirdo selves that they are. And if you are a cat or a dog person, you understand. I probably have more pics of my pets than of my kids or myself or my husband on my phone. No matter how cute they look on the pictures, it doesn't compare to what I feel when I see them live. And I know, because sometimes I look at the pictures afterwards and I'm like, yeah, there's my dog or there's my cat. But I know that I felt completely taken away when I took the picture. So I know that it's not the same to look at them in real life and really take in all the amazingness of that experience versus what you can see in the pictures. So I am challenging myself to take fewer pictures and enjoy the fleeting moments more. I'm challenging myself to take them in, to really admire them when it comes to my pets, to feel the soft fur in my fingers, to pet them, to kiss them, to tell them how cute they are. And the same with my kids. I am challenging myself to not be so quick to pull my phone out and try to snap a picture of them when I think they're looking really beautiful or cute or funny, or I'm just trying to stay in the moment. And if you ever watched the show Friends, I always remember the Alec Baldwin character in that episode where he was dating Phoebe, and he was such a weirdo, and he was taking like mental pictures of everyone trying to like hold on to the moments that he liked. I know if you watch the show, you know what I'm talking about. But that's what I am challenging myself to do more lately. And what I want to invite you to challenge yourself to, if this makes sense to you. So I invite you to join me in this challenge, if it feels good to you. Fewer pictures and more really feeling the joy of the moments. Don't worry that the moments are fleeting. There's an endless supply of those moments coming if you are willing to pay attention and not be distracted by trying to capture them. Okay, I hope that made sense to you and that it resonated with you. I think if you take me up on this challenge, you will find that I don't know, I noticed that I am smiling more and I am so grateful, more than I was before, challenging myself to be really present with my loved ones and also with myself. So when I am feeling really good about myself, I am trying to not be so cute to take a selfie. And I'm just trying to enjoy telling myself that I'm good. I'm looking good, that I look pretty. And you can notice that it's even hard for me to say it now that I am recording this episode, but that's what the challenge is about. Being able to stay with those feelings and those observations and being willing to maybe feel uncomfortable, but you're going to grow from this challenge. Okay, that's it for this episode. If you're a returning listener, thank you for coming back for yet another episode of The Humans We Are. And if you're new to the show, welcome. I hope you enjoyed this one and that it gave you something practical to try on. My hope is that as you listen to this show, you will find a more loving and kind relationship with yourself, and that you will appreciate yourself for who you are and where you are. And if you want to make any changes, you make them from love and self-compassion and not from self-judgment and self-rejection. If you'd like help in moving in that direction, I am available. I have one-on-one spots for coaching. And if you're curious and you want to just have a conversation, no strings attached, about how that would look like for you, the easiest way is to book that free consult going to www.carolafuertes.com/consult. And it's just a conversation where you tell me everything about you and your vision or what you want for your future. You tell me about the obstacles that you have found in your way. I will ask you questions. And if it makes sense to keep working together, we can talk about that. And if it doesn't make sense for you, or maybe you feel it's not the right time yet, if you're just not ready for whatever reason, just having that conversation can be such a great gift that you can give yourself. Because we don't usually take a lot of time to think about what we want, just for ourselves, not what we think we should want, given the trajectory that we've been on. So if nothing else, just showing up for that hour of conversation can be such a great gift. And who knows, maybe it does make sense and we end up embarking on this journey together. And I can tell you, if we do, you won't regret it. Like, my clients are so transformed and so adamant in that they wish they had done this earlier. So it's just an invitation. So if you feel curious about that, you can book that. And if you are curious about how I work with people or what my style is, and you want to get a feel for that first, I am on Instagram, where you can find me at Fuertes Carola. So you can just look me up there and see how I approach these topics and if you resonate with my style. And if you are not ready for any of that yet, but you like this show and you want to support it, the best way is always rating and reviews. You can do so on whatever platform you are listening on right now, and I would be so, so grateful. And if you give me a review, please let me know. If you can, maybe hit me on Instagram, or you can email me at carola@carolafuertes.com, because the system doesn't necessarily notify me when I get a new review. So if you want to let me know that you did it, please hit me up. And if there's any comments or suggestions that you want to get to me, you can also reach out to me on those platforms. Okay, I will be back soon. In the meantime, challenge yourself to enjoy the beauty and the love in your life in real time. Don't postpone it. don't take a snapshot and tell yourself that you will enjoy it later, because most of the times it's not going to happen and you're missing out on so much love and so much joy and beauty that you can take advantage of in real time. So try to be present for those fleeting moments. Treasure them in your heart instead of in your phone. I will be doing the same. That's all for now, my friends. Bye-bye.